What to expect after treatment. Lorem ipsum dolor sit amet, consectetur adi pisking elit, sed du ius mood temper incitadunt ut labor et dolor magna aliqua. Ut enim ad minim venium, quis nostrat exercitation ulamco laboris nisi ut aliquip ex ea commodo consequat. Duis ot iror dolor in reprehenderit in voluptat velit esse silum dolori u fugiat nulla periator. Acceptor sint oxicat cupidat ad non proident, sunt in culpa qui officia deserunt malat enimid est laborum. What should I expect after varithena? Limitations are minimal. You can return to work and other regular daily activities as soon as the next day. You should avoid strenuous activity such as running, jogging, or weightlifting for 2 weeks. However, regular walking is permitted as soon as possible, and is encouraged. You can experience bruising and tenderness of the skin at the injection site. You can experience redness, hardness, and warmth over the area of the treated vein. You will leave the office with a compression bandage on that is to be worn for 24 hours, after which time, you may remove and shower. After removing the initial post-procedure compression bandage and showering, you will need to wear compression stockings for 2 weeks following your procedure. You do not need to wear these at night, only during the day. Typically, patients will start an 81 mg baby aspirin the day of their first procedure and continue this until completion of treatment or otherwise advised by a VIC provider. If you have any questions or concerns post-procedure, we are always just a phone call away. What should I expect after radio frequency ablation? Limitations are minimal. You can return to work and other regular daily activities as soon as the next day. You should avoid strenuous activity such as running, jogging, or weightlifting for 2 weeks. You can experience a pulling sensation, feeling like your vein is stretching. Rarely, a burning sensation can be felt in the area of the treated vein, however this is typically mild and resolves in a month or two. You will leave the office with a compression bandage on that is to be worn for 24 hours, after which time, you may remove and shower. After removing the initial post-procedure compression bandage and showering, you will need to wear compression stockings for 2 weeks following your procedure. You do not need to wear these at night, only during the day. Typically, patients will start an 81 mg baby aspirin the day of their first procedure and continue this until completion of treatment or otherwise advised by a VIC provider. If you have any questions or concerns post-procedure, we are always just a phone call away. What should I expect after Venaseal? Limitations are minimal. You can return to work and other regular daily activities as soon as the next day. You should avoid strenuous activity such as running, jogging, or weightlifting for 2 weeks. You may experience skin irritation over the area of the treated vein. You may experience itching over the area of the treated vein. You will leave the office with a compression bandage on that is to be worn for 24 hours, after which time, you may remove and shower. After removing the initial post-procedure compression bandage and showering, you will need to wear compression stockings for 2 weeks following your procedure. You do not need to wear these at night, only during the day. Typically, patients will start an 81 mg baby aspirin the day of their first procedure and continue this until completion of treatment or otherwise advised by a VIC provider. If you have any questions or concerns post-procedure, we are always just a phone call away. What should I expect after cosmetic sclerotherapy? There is no downtime after this procedure. You will leave the office either with no bandages or sometimes with a few pieces of gauze and tape over treated areas. You can experience mild itching, burning and bruising during and after the procedure. This is to be expected and will resolve. You may experience hyperpigmentation, which is a browning of the skin over the area of a treated vein. You will need to avoid sun exposure for a minimum of 14 days post-procedure to aid in the prevention or worsening of hyperpigmentation. Hyperpigmentation usually resolves after several weeks, but in rare cases can be permanent. You may experience matting, which is the formation of new, very small spider veins in the treated area. It appears as a mat of redness. This can occur up to 4 weeks after treatment and usually fades over 4 to 6 months. Occasionally, trapped blood or clotting may occur in a treated vein which resembles a dark blue or black spot. This can be removed by your VIC sclerotherapy provider and is not a dangerous form of clotting. If you have any questions or concerns post-procedure, we are always just a phone call away.